Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, we're in the 75th edition of the Mostra de Venezia, the Festival of Venice. We're with Sergei Loznitsa, director of a documentary that I would say that it's a little bit challenging because there's lots of original footage, Mr. Loznitsa. How did you manage to put this in order?
It is archive documentary. It means that I didn't shot anything with my camera. I just use the footage which was made, let's say, 88 years
before. Almost 90 years.
Yes, old. Almost 90 years. It means that my crew, cameraman and sound recordist, they already in the best of the world, and not here, they passed away, and I have possibility to edit that, you know. It is not first film which I made in this way. It was a film Blockade, which also from footage from the Second World War. So, and I saw this fragment of that footage, this material, I saw in internet somewhere. It inspired me, and I just tried to. It was in 2012, and I'm looking something else about that. And why? What inspired me? I know that this trials, Stalin trials, was under innocent people. They all innocent.
Okay.
They accused themselves that they did something wrong, like diversion and etc. They would like to destroy the economy. But it is lie. We know this completely now. It is a historical fact. So, and what amazed me that how it was possible. It's always the way how people agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do with the people, and how you have to, you know, press them, and how you have to work with the people. It's not just people from the workers. It's high rank like ministers. This is the top of the level of the minister of something like metal, textile, and etc., etc. And this like prime minister or vice prime ministers, something like that. This I start to looking for all this footage, and I find the fantastic food which was shot in 1930.
Did you restore the materials?
Yes, of course. Okay. Yes, of course. We clean everything. We change a little bit sometimes. Speed, because it was shot in a dark room, like with a speed like 12 per second frame, and I don't know, 16, 18, we make like more or less 22, 23, more or less. And this footage was shot with the sound, and you can hear people from that time, which is also surprised a lot, and at you a lot for understanding atmosphere, language, and pronunciation work a big, you know, they work a lot for me. And the way how they speak, intonation, because it's a relation in between, it is something different than to write intertitles. It's something different. And we also restore sound for that. I think it's unique possibility to be inside the Stalin's unjust justice, no, unjust system.
Are you able to see any connections between that era and the present Russia?
Oh, yes, connection exists. Connection exists. They try to, because during the Soviet time, they completely destroyed in the beginning of Soviet Union, like till the Second World War, they already completely destroyed the system of justice, completely. It is a lie, based on lie, and no investigation, just you witnesses, and what you can say about yourself, this is a proof. Nobody, you know, this is a complete destruction of the system.
Yes.
And after that, the Soviet time, a little bit they changed, they tried to fight with this. And now they start to come back. I mean, this the Justice Department or Ministry of Justice, I don't know, this special department who just work with these cases and etc. They start to come back to that. And the trials, which was like trial against the case of the Oleg Sentsov, you know, this is completely 20 years for nothing, without any proofs, without any witnesses, with the fake witnesses, and etc., etc. And the trial now against the theater group of against theater director Kirill Serebrennikov, for example, and many the trial against the people who work on UCAS. You know, this Khodorkovsky big yes. company, which was completely destroyed. And I know the people who was in prison, and I read the memories. They wrote memories, and I can see similarity. But what is the difference? Because now it's a little bit different time. In that time was a lot of people who was inspired in communist ideology still, and they came to this trial and express how they hate this enemy of Russia, and they can get this idea. Now, people didn't trust them. They didn't trust to this court and decision, and they know this is a fake. They know a lot of innocent people sitting in the prison. They know that if you sometimes you can solve your problem with the money, and etc., etc. They know the price of this court. Okay. And first. And second difference, the people who accused, they didn't agree to be a puppet and to be an actor in that show. And they, they say, no, I didn't do that. You are not right. And this is a fake. You know, and it's difficult to work with that. It's difficult. In society, it's very difficult relationship with these trials, because people live in more or less good, secure life. I don't know how secure, but more or less some of them have enough money, and they didn't care. They didn't, protest so much. Something happened like with Kirill Serebrennikov, which absolutely stupid, they accused him in something which absolutely, you can see that it's a fake. In that case, not so a lot of people came and, to protest against this injustice. This is a situation in recent Russia.
Okay. Yeah. So, Sergei Loznitsa, director of the process here in Venice, thank you very much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Martos, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.